Domestic violence is hitting the streets, airways and screens big time at the moment. It has got to stop. Rotary's Kathleen Finter joins Morning Magazine to tell us what they are going to do about it, and that is Red Ride. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
Very good. Now, Kathleen, as we speak, another name has been added to the ever-growing list. Tell us a little bit about Red Ride.
Oh, goodness. Red Ride started as a motorbike ride back in 2021 to raise awareness of domestic violence in our community and to raise money for not-for-profit organisations that support individuals and families that have been impacted by domestic violence. We added a car show last year. This year, our focus is on engaging with the community and the provision of information. So we've added a family fun day. We will have a super slide, a rock climbing wall, face painting, balloon twisting, and giant Jenga for the kids. We also have market stalls and food vendors. And we have live entertainment by local band, the Plum Dogs. I'm really excited to have four voices coming along this year. They'll be providing pampering for women with hand massages, manicures, facials, and hairdressing. The Domestic Violence Prevention Council is on board this year, and they've arranged for Rebecca Fowler to speak at the event. Rebecca is the sister of Alison Baden Clay, and I believe she'll be talking about coercive control. All of this for a gold coin donation entry, and I think I can honestly say that the Rotary Club of Caboolture and its 70 years servicing our Caboolture community, we've never organised an event like this.
It certainly sounds like a mouthful, Kathleen, and it sounds like a whole lot of fun. Can you tell me why has Rotary, you know, got behind this so passionately?
Oh, goodness. The official statistics show that a woman dies every 9 days in Australia due to gender-based violence. However, so far this year, 28 women have lost their lives, which amounts to about one woman every 4 days. Every one of those women would have friends, family, workmates. Some would have had children. You could multiply these statistics by, I don't know, 100 or 1,000 to show the true impact of this in our community. Official stats show that 1 in 4 women and 1 in 14 men have experienced gender-based violence from the age of 15. However, as in life, all things are not equal. If you are an Indigenous woman, this increases to 3 in 5 women. That's 60%. And if you are a woman with disabilities, it's 2 in every 5 women, 40%. In our own very beautiful Moreton Bay region, in 2022-23, our police responded to, believe it or not, 940 calls in relation to domestic and family violence. So that's what's happening in our community.
Goodness, those statistics, Kathleen, are frightening. What sort of support can you get? Are you getting, I beg your pardon, from the community in regards to Red Ride?
Oh, it has been absolutely amazing. We wouldn't be able to hold this event without community-minded organisations providing sponsorship. Some of our wonderful sponsors include the Caboolture Sports Club, who are our major sponsor, Supreme Community Care, this very own radio station, 101.5, and Richardson and Wrench. We also have community sponsors such as the Caboolture's showgrounds, who are providing the use of the showgrounds for free. We have some of our vendors on the day donating to Red Ride, such as Rocky Images and Wall to Wall, who will be taking action shots of the riders along Mount Mee Road, with 50% of their takings on the day being donated. We also have one of our market stalls, Magical Minders. They're creating a Red Ride key ring with 100% of sales going to Red Ride. We also have one of our local training organisations, RecLink, helping us with the marketing of Red Ride this year, which is just wonderful. And just to let you know, I recently went out to some of our local clubs to help the Rotary Club of Caboolture run a barbecue stand on the day and have been absolutely overwhelmed by the response. So far, we have Spiders Boxing Club, Lions Club of Wamuran, Lions Club of Caboolture North, Lions Club of Morayfield, and the Morayfield Freemasons It's just amazing. I think it shows the level of concern in our community when it comes to domestic violence.
Kathleen, it's delightful to hear all of those wonderful people in our community giving support. Now, it's great. Now, just tell us again where Red Ride is going to be taking place.
Red Ride will take place at the Caboolture Showgrounds on the 18th of May. And the gates open for the public at 10 o'clock and it will be over by 3 o'clock. It's a gold coin donation to come. Mm-hmm. And what do you get for your gold coin donation? You get all those wonderful things I mentioned. You'll also see our Red Riders, which is probably about 200 motorbikes, all dressed up in red and tutus and all sorts of things. They'll be arriving at the showgrounds at 12:30. And of course, there's the car show as well. We'll have a car show that's being organised by the Beachmere Car Club.
Kathleen Finter from the Rotary Club of Caboolture, folks. Now, put that date in your diary now, the 18th of May, and it's at the Caboolture Showgrounds, as Kathleen said. Get it into your diary and go along and support the Red Ride against domestic violence. You're on 101.5 with Thursday's edition of Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you so much, Rosemary.